This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There are 105 historically black colleges and universities in this country, HBCUs for short, but the number is teetering on 104 because one of the smallest of them, Morris Brown College in Atlanta, has been struggling for a decade and time is running short. Jim Burris from WABE in Atlanta reports.
If HBCUs are an endangered species, Morris Brown College could be the closest to extinction. And its fall has been more than a decade in the making. Most buildings on this silent campus are boarded up and abandoned. Before the school lost accreditation in 2003, it enrolled a few thousand students. Almost overnight, most fled, fearful their degree would carry no weight. Today, there are just 35.
No, it's no excuse, but I'm only human.
26-year-old Jaquala Walker is one. The aspiring singer is the only student in this class called Promotions in Recorded Music. I ask her, why Morris Brown?
Why not Morris Brown? I mean, it deserves a chance just like everybody else do. And they want to help.
Jaquala's instructor is Makisha Funderburk. She wants to help so much so she teaches without pay.
I just think Morris Brown should be given a chance, and it's been done pretty well surviving 10 years. And a lot of people are wondering why and how. So
the why is easier to answer than the how. Morris Brown has to survive. If it closes its doors, even for a short time, the school's land could go to nearby Clark Atlanta University. That's the school that originally donated the land. Dr. Stanley Pritchett is Morris Brown's president.
We are upholding a great tradition of former slaves, of people in the early 1900s that struggled to make certain that this institution will remain open.
Pritchett says Morris Brown survives because its entire history is one of hardship and triumph. He says the college has always been resourceful.
A church member down in South Georgia told me they used to have a campaign called Dollar Money. Everybody who came to the meeting brought a dollar for Morris Brown.
But Morris Brown needs $30 million to get out of debt. That's about $1 million for every current student. Time to turn out the lights and let nearby HBCUs step in? No, says alumnus Charles Barlow. When he started at Morris Brown, he says he brought with him a 550 on the SAT and read at a 10th grade level.
But Morris Brown accepted me in, took me through a remedial reading program to teach me how to read, because obviously if you can't read, you can't do college work. But I finished in 4 years. In the top 10% of my class.
Barlow went on to become a top executive at Xerox for nearly two decades. His story is why he says Morris Brown must exit bankruptcy and rebuild. But how?
The biggest strengths they have is their property.
Mary Beth Gasman is a professor at the University of Pennsylvania. She led a graduate class that looked into options for saving the school.
And so the property is really the key to their livelihood and their success.
Lots of folks have eyed the school's land. It sits adjacent to the future site of Atlanta's new NFL stadium. Two previous plans to sell part of the campus fell through, and efforts by outsiders to help the school haven't gone over very well.
Hands off!
Hands off!
Morris Brown!
But it turns out the college's land is its last best hope. A bankruptcy judge has given the green light to sell off about 85% of the school's property. President Stanley Pritchett says with that debt gone, Morris Brown can focus on building back its academics and hopefully attract as many students as it once did. In Atlanta, I'm Jim Burris for Marketplace.